welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 11th. You'll be interested to know, 55 years ago, today in 1970, Apollo 13 was launched from Cape Kennedy in Florida, and although it was scheduled to be the third lunar landing, the mission was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded en route to the moon. This incident highlighted the dangers of space exploration and showcased the remarkable resilience of the crew and mission control. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Weights hold around 4 to 5+ feet throughout the morning, offering great conditions. Expect the winds to stay offshore at 0 mph, keeping the surface smooth and ideal for surfing. As the day goes on, conditions may shift slightly. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 4 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 0 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 4.5 feet just before 9 a.m., with a 1/2-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents a mix of surf conditions. Saturday starts with clean, stomach-to-shoulder-high waves, ideal for longboarding, while afternoon winds shift to fair. Sunday sees a drop to waist-high waves, remaining clean in the morning but turning choppy by midday. Monday picks up again with fair to clean shoulder-high sets, though afternoon winds may create some chop. This morning, it's areas of fog, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up to mostly sunny skies by mid-morning with a high near 76 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11 p.m., a low of 55, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Monday with mostly cloudy skies. Highs will be around 70 with partly sunny conditions Sunday and Monday. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of San Diego has taken significant steps to safeguard a group of towering Mexican fan palms along Sunset Boulevard in Mission Hills. On Wednesday, the city designated 33 of these iconic trees under conservatory status, following recommendations from local historians and the San Diego Community Forest Advisory Board. City spokesman Anthony Santacros noted that this designation aims to deter damage and highlight the tree's community importance. Local advocates expressed relief that the trees, planted nearly 100 years ago, are finally recognized, emphasizing the need for ongoing care and monitoring to ensure their preservation. Now on to sports. An exciting first round at Augusta National saw many stars positioning themselves well. Justin Rose shares the lead for a record 5th time after round one, becoming the oldest player to do so since Fred Couples in 2010. Rose has experienced major heartbreak with 14 top 10 finishes since 2014, yet remains without a win. Defending champion Scottie Scheffler started strong with a bogey-free 68, aiming for a third green jacket. Rory McIlroy faced challenges, ending with a double bogey and trailing the lead. Remarkably, Nick Dunlop scored 90, the highest by a player under 50 since 1956. In local sports, the Kings dominated the Ducks 6-1 in Los Angeles last night. Kevin Fiala shone with two power play goals, while Anz Kopitar and Quinton Byfield each added a goal and an assist. The Kings cruised to victory, improving their record to 45-24-9 as Anaheim struggled to keep pace. Tomorrow afternoon, the Kings take on the Avalanche in the City of Angels. In basketball, the Lakers were off last night, but tonight, holding a record of 49-31, the Lakers face the Houston Rockets at Crypto.com Arena. The Rockets come in with a record of 52-28 and are in first place in the Southwest Division. King James is available after a left groin strain. Tip-off is at 7:30. Moving on to baseball, tonight, the Friars host the Rockies at Petco Park. Nick Pivetta, holding a 2.70 ERA, takes the mound. The Padres, with a 10-3 record, are riding high at the top of the standings. El Nino is expected back in action. First pitch is at 6:40. In top news, DoorDash has teamed up with Coco Robotics to introduce food delivery robots to sidewalks in Los Angeles and Chicago. Starting Thursday, eligible customers can order meals delivered by eco-friendly, box-shaped robots. Coco Robotics, founded by two UCLA graduates, operates a fleet of over 1,000 robots that are remotely controlled by human operators and have completed more than 400,000 deliveries. While some cities have raised concerns about congestion and job displacement, DoorDash believes that this partnership will reshape urban delivery in the United States, expanding to nearly 600 merchants in Los Angeles. In business news, Sony has introduced significant price increases for its new Bravia 8 2-OLED television in the United States, while Canadian prices have remained consistent for the past 2 years. The 65-inch model is now priced at $3,999, which is $500 more than the earlier model. In Canada, the price stands at $4,999, equivalent to approximately $3,500 in the United States. This pricing strategy may reflect the impact of tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. Sony has not confirmed if tariffs influence these prices. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% for the week, to about $81,000. Ethereum is down 1%, to about $1,500. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 10%, to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Purple isn't a color that exists on the visual spectrum, but rather a pigment of our imagination. The human eye perceives purple as a combination of wavelengths from opposite ends of the spectrum. When red and blue wavelengths are detected, our brain creatively bends the visual spectrum into a circle, allowing us to see purple. Unlike violet, which has its own wavelength, purple arises from our brain's effort to resolve confusion. This phenomenon illustrates how our perception can create non-spectral colors, making purple a captivating illusion grounded in physics and neuroscience. And in entertainment news, China's Film Administration announced on Thursday that it will moderately reduce the number of American films imported amid escalating trade tensions. This shift comes as President Trump raised tariffs on Chinese goods to 145%. Although not a complete ban, the agency did not specify how many U.S. films would be allowed. Hollywood's box office performance in China dropped significantly, still about 75% below its peak in 2017. Analysts note that while local films dominate, American blockbusters remain crucial for drawing audiences to theaters and boosting consumer spending in China. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Lebanese-American poet and philosopher, Khalil Gibran. And he said, "Trust in dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.